This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Yeah, the old boy singing this song, he's never been accused with the kids. He likes those big old grain-fed blondes. Children not to walk my way. Mother. Father!
Mother!
Can you keep him in the dark for life? Can you add a brother way that woe? No! Show them my world. Now we're showing them the real world. We've already shown them. We've already defeated the globals. We've already defeated Hollywood. We've already defeated the system as long as we accept Christ in our lives. But Tom, you had a great point. I'm not going to judge our guest, Isaac Caffey. Very interesting, riveting character over here. And we know Hollywood's infested with this soul sucking of every type. As big as pedophilia. Debasing black men and making them take drugs and have heart attacks and raping them is another weird thing. So they want to suck off black people, kids, you name it. I guess anything they see is having a life force. And it's truly sickening. But you had a really good point, because it smells of Pizzagate.
Right. Well, you know, I think part of the reason we all get upset about this type of stuff is because we all do care about kids. We want kids to be safe. And part of the thing that really brought a lot of people down with Pizzagate is there was a bit of misdirection, and it was all from the media. They got us focusing on an Italian restaurant, and it was all about this Italian restaurant. It wasn't about the emails or the code. It was, let's get inside this restaurant.
Not about the emails. It's about Russians. Not about the emails. About this pizza place.
And now it feels like, and again, I'm not accusing you of anything. You seem like you've got an important
thing. It's not about the whole pedophile thing and James Gunn admitting it. It's about Seth Rogen.
Well, and it's about this Malibu thing with the hidden bookcase in this room.
Just like it won't be there when the news crews get there, just like there's no basement.
And then before you know it, somebody is saying, oh, somebody's trying to kill Seth Green. You know, somebody snuck it
out. Alex Jones said there was a hidden door and kids chained up with teddy bears.
And so I think that's the real reason we're, you know, concerned.
Tom, you made great points here. Isaac Caffey, tell me if I'm wrong here.
Well, you know, I would like to address that. There, look, I have been studying. I've been a scholar of truth since 9/11 happened because I knew something was horribly wrong. And I get why people are so doubtful. They're so quick to call me a controlled op or this or that. Like, look, people always ask, why doesn't anyone from Hollywood, why don't they come out? Why are there no whistleblowers? Well, I'm right here, okay? And this is, like, the best you're going to get for now until someone with all the blackmail material, like,
shows up. Well, I'm a whistleblower. I've been at, like, private super A-list deals, and I'm like, those girls are not 16. Maybe 16. I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah, but you have. Oh, I don't doubt you have, but you haven't been intimate friends with these people like I have. But maybe you have, and haven't talked about it. Yeah, I'm assuming there. But, I know a lot of people in Hollywood. And
see, the top people who tried to recruit me were the producers and the directors and the lawyers. I skipped right past the actors. You understand the actors are like the minions, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it should be noted, though, that Seth Green has a big production company with a bunch of TV shows under his banner.
No, I agree. Not anybody till you're a producer or a director. So I'm just saying, like, everyone ass kisses actors. In my experience, the actors are like the zombies. The wizard in the castle is the producer. The director is then the person carrying out the Frankenstein event.
You are very, very much over the mark right now with that. These are the guys that you need to look at. Actors, they want to roll, they want to keep working, they want to eat, you know? The producers are the ones pulling the strings, and they're kind of dictating Hollywood policy.
Who's hosting the fourth hour? I'm not mad. I'm going to put up my sheet here. Roger Stone's coming up. We're going to do one more segment with Mr. Campy and Tom Papert of Trump God Emperor. Stay with us. We'll be back in T-minus 60 seconds. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. See what Cappy says for himself at Isaac Cappy on Twitter. We'll be right back in T-minus 60 seconds. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Tom Pappert, who runs one of our big TV stations, covers a third of Kansas here with us. Great talk show host in his own right. 200 million views on YouTube, over a billion views on Facebook. I looked at the analytics. God Emperor Trump banned the day a week and a half ago. They had the censorship hearings. And then you've got Matt Gaetz, who is super smart, super eloquent, who he wanted to champion, believing he kissed the butt of Google and Facebook and Twitter. They totally banned him the next day. Again, it's that classic thing of signaling weakness or even that you want to work with these people. No, 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 no. The fact that you represent old line prosperity, free market America, conservatism, the fact that your dad's a billionaire and not part of the establishment, Gaetz, they don't care. You could give them your children to eat. They're going to eat you after that.
That's exactly right. You know, that's the thing. You cannot make friends with these people. They are not interested in befriending the conservatives. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want us to exist. They tell us openly.
They want to conquer us because they existentially hate themselves.
Right. Right. So this whole thing of people, you know.
Look at how one patriot can kick the ass of 20 Antifa when a woman can beat up 10 of them. It's that they don't have souls. We're not starting the fights, but can you imagine how much they hate our existence?
Right, right. I was watching a video. They were celebrating it on a left-wing Facebook page of three or four right-wingers getting absolutely mobbed by like 15 or 20 different guys. It was like jackals. It was like hyenas. It was insane. And they celebrate this and they venerate it, but it takes 15 of them to take down two. It's kind of reassuring in a sense, I suppose.
See, I'd go into goblin mode and just be just unbelievable. That's why I can't get in those positions, because I'm not the toughest guy around on average. But when I get like that, at least back when I was younger, I'd probably have a heart attack and die. I black out. It's like, it's not a good situation.
Right. And those people don't know what to do with that. They've never probably been in a fight before. I mean, we saw the one guy when Rufio was sitting in this chair a couple weeks ago, probably the first fight the guy had ever been in, and it may be the last. I mean, it's par for the course.
But we don't have to fight guys like Rufio, because big, badass dudes are not bullying.
That's right.
It's always cowards.
That's right.
I don't understand it. Like, why they want to act like this? Why they want to hurt a child? Like, I'm not attracted to children other than I want to be sweet to them and laugh at them, and they're so beautiful and so good. But this evil force wants to suck them and hurt them and take their soul. Listen, Isaac Cappy, one thing I've learned is I don't judge people till the facts come out. Hollywood is a devil-worshipping, soul-sucking pedophile playground. Disney hires all these people that are convicted pedophiles. Raping, you know, 9-year-old girls, boys, you name it. I'm not, and of course they make satanic clown movies, the very directors. I'm not saying you're a liar. I'm not saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is that we live in a world where cold-blooded leftists troll us with fake info to cover up real things that are happening. And so we have to be very, very careful about all that. But in closing, I wanted to give you 5 minutes or so before Roger Stone takes over. He can pop in. I heard you want to talk to him to just, you know, get into your story and what you're doing and where you think this is going.
Sure. What you guys are talking about, I totally empathize with. People want the truth. They're very wary. Like, you don't know how many messages I got, like, don't go on Alex Jones. He's disinfo. He's this and that. I'm like, look, I just want to talk to the guy. I just want to get this message out. Like, there is a problem.
Oh, they want to gatekeep who communicates. What does it matter if we agree or disagree?
Exactly. And it's like, look, I just want to get this out on as many platforms as possible this week, because just the disinfo about me, and just, it's been off the charts. Yesterday I got kind of depressed, but today I was like, you know what, I'm just not going to pay it any mind anymore, because it's counterproductive. I have a very, very simple message. The message is, I believe that we should live in a world where the human spirit flourishes and where children are not preyed upon, raped, and murdered. It's a very simple message. It's a nonpartisan message. And frankly, like, it's a common sense message unless you're a sociopath, evil monster who just derives pleasure from destroying people. It is the most evil, insidious stuff, and I can't stand it. And that's why I came forward to fight. All right?
Well, I mean, I know from the cases that are admitted that that is what these Hollywood producers are. I don't know about the ones you name. They're into dehumanizing people, and that the power of, like, them being weak and pathetic before them. If someone's weak and pathetic, it doesn't make me feel big. It makes me feel bad. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, like, I drive by some homeless person sitting in a pile of crap, and I go, God, I'm driving a nice car, and I'm doing good. Boy, I'm really big today.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, bullies, like, people who feel confident in themselves and are loving, they don't need to be bullies, you know? They don't need to, like, prey on those that are smaller than them. They don't need to prey on those that are, like, poorer than them or not as smart as them. Like, to be
a
loving
person.
We've
got, like,
a
trillion planets to populate, so, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is that adversity breeds men, prosperity breeds monsters. And everything is about making it all soft and dumb and be a victim and lay down and die so we can control you. This is, if you were trying to kill the planet, this is the spirit you would be injecting. And all I say is the left and the Democrats, the Republican establishment, everything they do is about killing that spirit. And Trump is about saying, you're powerful, you're beautiful, you're an overcomer, you're amazing. That's so Christ-like. I mean, my gut goes, Trump. And then intellectually, I see it all too. But it's like, how do they not see? Like,
well, you know, one thing is they seem to thrive off tearing people down and belittling people. And you look at them. I mean, I don't know about, again, the names that have been mentioned today, but you look at some of the people who have been outed and it's confirmed. And it's like you could see that guy in high school was the little guy who would plot and plan and always be scheming, and nobody had any friends with him, and he blamed the world. And so it's always this type of person, right, where they get off on taking people apart. And it's probably because they themselves had something go wrong, whether it was a bad upbringing or who knows, but they thrive on it.
Well, they were abused. And then they go to Hollywood, and it's a big, giant fly zapper, a big web where they can now be in charge. And the cheerleader that wouldn't date them, they're going to crap all over her and make them eat their poop. That's what they do. You know, that's one level of it. Like the Pope talks about, that's what he likes to do reportedly. I mean, think about that. That, like, you want to take some beautiful woman and humiliate her because some woman was rude to you when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, well, I can't get behind the ethos. I can't think of what does that. And it's kind of like our guest says, you know, these are sick people. It's some kind of mental illness, whether it's sociopathy or something else. The need to tear somebody down so you can feel better, that cannot be normal in human nature.
So what is it where all I want to do is build people up? Like, I have, like, a pro-human narcissism. Like, I'm in love with humanity. I have all these visions of what we're going to do. I'm, like, obsessed with it. I don't want to... Like,
I feel the same way, man. I think, you know, we've had this system where, and obviously it's not just Hollywood, it's pharmaceuticals, it's the food we eat. Like, we have systems of enslavement that have held down the human spirit, the schooling, and I'm tired of it, you know?
And again, they don't have bases here to do it. They send a transmission. It's spiritual. There's a transmission probably emanating out of, you know, one of the black holes, they think. That's saying, die, 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 kill yourselves, be scumbags. Because there's a transmission, like all these planets, kill yourselves. No, do not listen to the transmission. Because there's a bigger transmission from God saying, don't do it.
And that's all it really takes. You know, the unifying message of God is really what it takes. I mean,
we have to receive the transmission.
Right. Right, and it gives you the power you need to reject what they're throwing at us, what they're bombarding with us 24/7. I mean, really, I think that is a wonderful armor to put yourself in to keep this type of stuff from infecting you. But I know people can find it other ways. But I think
it is God's free will, so you have to ask Christ in. Listen, Isaac Cappy, you have a lot of courage, regardless of what you're doing. I'm not saying you're a bad guy or a good guy. I know this is happening in Hollywood. We really appreciate your time. I know you want to talk to Roger Stone. So,
can you see me right now?
Yeah, I can see you.
Oh, there we are. Okay, Alex, thanks so much for having me on. I've watched you for years as well, so you have been very brave.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to talk to Roger Stone?
Yeah, I would love to.
Well, we're going to come right back in 3 minutes. You're going to talk to him. One more second. Everybody stay here. This is, regardless, it's thought-provoking.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Tom Pappard, who runs one of our big cable TV networks in Kansas, reaching a third of the states, riding shotgun with us. Roger Stone's about to take over. I appreciate letting me jump in today. But we're talking to Isaac Cappy, who's been in a lot of big movies and is on record being friends with Seth Green and others, and he's claiming that there's all these pedophilic things going on. We know the Deputy Pope and all these cardinals are getting busted. We know James Gunn's promoting pedophilia. We know that's all going on. But he wanted to talk to Roger Stone. He heard earlier, hey, Roger Stone's coming on. I go, I'd love to talk to him. So I'd love to get Roger just in this segment. And Roger's got a bunch of news on Mueller and all that craziness and, you know, what's happening there. And go ahead, Isaac Cap, here on the air with Roger Stone.
Roger, what's up, buddy?
Great to be here.
The reason I want to talk to Roger is Roger was involved the NXIVM thing. He like kind of was involved in kind of maybe getting that information out a little bit, if I'm not mistaken.
That's absolutely accurate. I'm one of the whistleblowers who helped bring the NXIVM cult down. Although by my, as I have said, at the very early juncture in which I was briefly involved with them and therefore able to see up close what they were doing, I could see that they were some kind of financial scam, that they were hooking on to these wealthy children of very wealthy parents who had trust funds, the Kafritz family in Washington, D.C., the Bronfman mm-hmm. family. There was no sign of sexual abuse or pedophilia. The women who I met were all middle-aged housewives dealing with self-esteem issues and taking this course. The staff was not people with nubile young things. I think that came later. I sensed a financial scam first. To his credit, I went and met with Frank Parlato, who had a similar experience. He worked for them briefly and then is more responsible for exposing them than anyone else. He is the one who gives the New York Times information of the branding of the harem. These happen years after I have left. But he would tell you, and has written it, I was a major source for his takedown. It's important to understand that for a long time, for example, the Albany Times Union broke a very good investigative story on the cult. But when the Bronfman's lawyers threatened the newspaper, they fired their reporter. So this story took a long time to break.
But let's be clear. It's take a bunch of middle-aged, depressed women, say you're going to get help, make them even more insecure to suck the money out of them. I mean, that's what this was. It was like a weird anorexic starvation cult. So some little needle, you know what, to take control. And they had a bunch of so-called Hollywood starlets there luring the women in.
It was extraordinary. One of the women I met was the actress Catherine Oxenberg, who is a great lady of enormous grace and charm and beauty. She, of course, is the daughter of a princess of Yugoslavia. Her daughter has tragically been swallowed up by this cult, is still essentially being held captive. But it's an example of the monsters these people turned out to be. And for a long time, they bought a lot of political influence in New York State inside the Hillary Clinton machine. Well, I don't think we have yet seen the extent to which they bought protection for a long time.
By the way, I knew cults were out there. I understand how they operate. But until I was famous I didn't experience. They target your ex-wife. They target your kids. They target everybody around you with offers of money, whatever. And there's just all these operators. They just, and you look at senators and congressmen and billionaires, almost all their kids and wives are like peeled off by cults. How the hell do they do this? We ought to like sell a book or a DVD explaining it to successful people, how to keep your family. Because you're off working all day doing stuff. These people know how to creep in. They know how to tell you what you want. They'll use a psychologist you go to that gives you a psychic. It says, oh, your husband's cheating on you. And then they'll send you to this. And they put you into a, and they're all sharing your information. It's beyond what you ever heard about with Scientology. It's like the left is a mind control cult.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex. And I think many Americans are unaware of the extent to which pedophilia is existent among some of the upper classes, certainly in Europe, but even here in the United States. In my book, The Bush Crime Family, I outline the Bush family's ties to a pedophilia ring that is being run out of Nebraska in the Franklin scandal. Nick Bryant's epic book about this exposes George Bush's participation. We know that Jeffrey Epstein had Bill Clinton and Hillary as guests to his island. We know, for example,
you told the story that Trump told you on air. Trump one time got invited, went in Florida to Epstein's birthday party, and Trump walks in like I've done in Hollywood, and like these girls look like they're 15 years old. He's out of there. Retell that story briefly.
Yeah, well, Trump was knew Epstein because Epstein was a member of Trump's private club in Palm Beach, which cost $650,000, which entitles you to pay pay for food. It's a place to see and be seen. It's interesting because it has a beach club, but it has no golf course or anything else. It's just essentially a dining club, and it's a magnificent restoration of the old property.
It's an elitist meeting facility.
And anyway, so the reason that Epstein, that Trump was going, because Epstein was a paying member, so he is driving up to the driveway, and he sees all these young girls in a swimming pool adjacent to the house, and he says to his driver, you know, that Jeff is such a nice guy, letting the neighborhood kids use his pool. It wasn't until he got inside and saw a disproportionate number of younger women and older men that he greeted his host and said, I've got to go, and was out of there. That's the extent of it. There were allegations about Trump and Epstein during the campaign. They were manufactured. They were the work of the Clinton.
Well, it all came out. It was Jane Doe's. It was all made up. But, I mean, there you go. And it turns out Mueller is involved for 10 years with Epstein, letting him run these operations to blackmail people. And then Bill Clinton's like, I love to be blackmailed. Mueller watches my videos all day. He doesn't do anything. He likes to play with his little, you know what, while he watches me. And reportedly Clinton's, you know, goes like this, bends downwards. So, like, I mean, Mueller's like watching Clinton, like, bam, 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 these 10-year-olds. This is really fun for him. I mean, this is.
Well, I think it is fair to say that the FBI used Mr. Epstein as an informant. Recognize that he could have been and should have been charged, based on the investigation by the Palm Beach Police Department, with child trafficking and child rape and so on. He pled to one count of solicitation, for which he spent 15 months in the air-conditioned Palm Beach jail. This was fixed because he was an IRS informant.
Well, he's informing more than the IRS.
Flew on the airplane. Well, let's come back and let Cappy get his little comment.
I misspoke. An FBI informant. I misspoke. Pardon me.
Well, you know. Listen, Robert Mueller sits there with those cameras sitting on that plane, we know, and he watches it all. He doesn't get involved. He just has all those on his wall, little CDs, and he gets there at night, you know.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich.
I hate you.
But I love you.
I do hate the globalists. Because I love my family so much. Riding Shotgun is Tom Papert. We have Roger Stone. We have Isaac Cappy here with us. Cappy is going to leave here in a minute. He's a busy beaver. And Roger Stone has ultra exclusives on the Manafort trial, huge exclusives on everything he was telling me earlier. So I'm really being a bad person here, even digressing into all this. But, Roger, any other comments about the head pope in D.C., the head pope in Australia, all the pedophilia coming out, the wheels coming off? What do you think the next shoe to drop is here, Roger Stone?
Well, there's a group of people out there on the Internet who fervently believe that Jeff Sessions has some secret sealed indictments of hundreds for pedophilia and other political corruption, and that Guantanamo is being prepared for their arrival. There was an executive order that was encouraging, that David Knight covered very extensively, that appeared to give the president the rights to grab these criminals. But there is no such plan, and Jeff Sessions has been put on the spot today by Donald Trump. The president called on Sessions to end the Russian witch hunt probe. He didn't order him to do it, which is what I would have done, but he urged him to do so, and of course, Sessions will not do so.
So let me ask you that question before you get to what the hell's going on with Sessions? I mean, we've been talking this forever, but this guy is pathetic. He is the most, one of the most hated people in America now after his great record. What is wrong with him?
Nobody that worked for him in the U.S. Senate currently works for him. He has handlers inside the DOJ. Rosenstein runs the place from the top to the bottom, and they treat the attorney general like a kindly old southern gentleman, and they kid him, and nothing, no order he gives is carried out if it's contrary to the desires of the de facto attorney general.
When so that's the coup d'etat is the Justice Department.
There, I don't think there's any question about this. A very prominent congressman who has appeared on this show went for a meeting to discuss the seriousness of the FISA warrant question. Instead, he got a 45-minute harangue about the evils of medicinal marijuana. It was something out of Reefer Madness. So I think he
Sessions
is
basically has dementia.
I think that he is, that there are early signs of dementia. Look, I think he had a very able staff in the Senate. He has none of those people working for him now. Now he has people selected for him by Rod Rosenstein running his office.
All right. I want you to take over because you've got, I mean, I say bombshell, huge stuff, exclusives on Mueller, exclusives on Manafort, all this huge stuff. Cappy, we'll talk to you soon. I appreciate your time. I have no doubt that bears go bathroom in the woods and that Hollywood's a pedophile devil cult. So we'll continue to watch what you say. I don't know about the names you name or any of that. That's your own personal statements. But you got to talk to Roger. You wanted to come on with Roger. So did you want to add anything else?
Thanks for having me. I appreciate getting a platform out. I understand how people are skeptical because people in the so-called truth community think I'm a Hollywood plant. People in the mainstream media think I'm I don't even know what they're saying about me. But it's just it's a message that needs to get out from a real-life person that knows these people. So thank
you.
Sure,
but if you said Hollywood, you know, okay, at Jack Nicholson's house, you know, that came out 30 years ago, Roman Polanski raped a 13-year-old girl. That happened. Sure. We can prove that. So if you said, I was at this house and this Hollywood person did this, then you could say something. We already have the convictions. We have it. No one covers it. And the media is kind of hyping on what you're doing. That's why we get concerned. Thank you so much. Cappy, we're going to talk to you soon. We appreciate you. Tom, closing comments before Roger Stone takes over in his own hour, 15 minutes away from the show being over. He'll be on the War Room coming up after that. And by the way, you should come on the second hour, Roger. You should come on right away with Owen and just break all this down. You've got so much
stuff to cover.
But Cappy's leaving us, but you want to say anything?
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to thank everybody here at InfoWars for bringing me on and covering censorship. There's not a lot of outlets left out there that are willing to do it because then you get censored and taken down. So these people are brave, they're hardworking, and I'm thrilled to be here.
But you get out of the chain works. Don't cover censorship or we'll ban you, but by the time you're banned, no one will cover it. So boop, 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 they hang together, hang separate. People don't get that.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you might as well fight it. We're all in this together. We might as well fight it together.
But I envisioned all this. That's why we have hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of TV stations and our own streams. We were always preparing for this.
Right.
And then they freak out like, we're hitting him and he's not going away. because we've been digging in for 20 years, idiots.
Right.
Like our offense is only part of our defense. You're awesome, brother. Thank you for being here. Roger Stone, you got 4 minutes to break, take over.
Well, Alex, I noticed you were not in last Friday, and I think it's time for people to know that you were successful in the Redondo Beach Ulysses S. Grant lookalike contest. In all seriousness,
I'm working on that.
People really like the beard. I'm still getting massive comments. Obviously, Owen Schroyer wants to be your
my Robin to Batman.
Yeah, your mini me.
Well,
I guess
the thing
your
is, the thing
more like your mini me.
No media coverage, but everyone loves it.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it. I would stick with it for absolute sure.
Well, I mean, I'm a married man, but let's just say this. I'm not bragging. Women are throwing themselves at me. I don't know. Do I look like the Tsar Nicholas? Is that what happened? Like I look like Tsar Nicholas? So I don't know what's happening here.
It does have kind of a Tsar Nicholas quality to it. I hadn't made that inference. But we'll get into this here. The Manafort trial broke. Talk about a rocket docket. I'm not sure how they got through jury selection so quickly. But there was big news today when the Mueller prosecutors pounding on the wealth and lavish lifestyle of Paul Manafort over and over again in their opening statement gets interrupted by the judge, unheard of in the federal courts, who says, I want to instruct the jury, it is not a crime to be wealthy in America. It is not a crime to make money in America. A setback for the prosecutors who didn't touch on any Russian collusion, but only focused on the fact that Manafort made millions and millions of dollars. Incredibly, Paul Manafort, every night after trial, is taken back to jail where he spends the night and is brought in the next morning for trial. How you would prepare for a trial under those circumstances, not be able to confer all night with your lawyers, is unthinkable. But Kevin Downing, I think it is, or Kevin Downs, who is Manafort's chief lawyer, told a gaggle in the parking lot that there was no circumstance under which Manafort would plead. He would not plead out to these charges, and he would not plead out to the D.C.-based charges against him. Tad Devine, chief consultant for Bernie Sanders, testified as a government witness, but said in his comments that Manafort was among the most ethical and honest people that he knew. So all in all, Manafort is on trial with what promises to be many twists and turns.
During the break, you added one little bit to that. You said in the parking lot, this is an exclusive, Manafort is rolling the dice on the jury.
Yes, pardon me, the exact quote. I should have used the exact quote. What the lawyer said is he will not plead. He is going to roll the dice with the jury. A much better turn of phrase than I gave it. So Manafort, under enormous pressure, refuses to fold. We're going to see what the prosecution does when we get to the discovery portion.
And I want to be clear. I believe you, America and Trump and all of you. I'm betting on you. We may be destroyed, but I'm rolling the dice on you. I believe in you. I'm rolling the dice. I believe in you. I'm rolling the dice on you. We'll be back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone. To give you some idea of the impact we have here at InfoWars, we were the first to break the news that it was Mueller's intention to offer immunity to Tony Podesta, who had worked with Paul Manafort, brother of Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. First, they tried to do a head fake, releasing the five names of witnesses given immunity in Virginia, but it is not in the Virginia trial that Mr. Podesta should be charged. The uproar caused by this announcement, I believe, caused the special counsel to send a letter of referral to the Southern District of New York. I stress to you that is not a prosecution. That is a decision to be made by the Southern District some point down the road. So in my view, this is a head fake, a feint. It doesn't mean that Tony Podesta will be prosecuted, but I would still not be shocked to see him subpoenaed as a witness for I would be shocked if he is not a witness for the government. So in the Manafort trial, we also established that after Manafort left the campaign, due to the New York Times story regarding his Ukrainian business activities, his longtime associate and deputy, Rick Gates, remained. And the Manafort defense went to great lengths to establish that fact. Where this is going to lead on the second day of trial, we do not yet know. Also, in related activities, I can tell you, because my lawyers have informed me, that Kristen Davis, my longtime friend, the notorious Manhattan madam, now working to start a cosmetology business, testified before a grand jury in Washington, D.C., presumably about yours truly. The irony of this is that Kristen Davis, who is a fine person and a very bright woman who's remade her life, and there you have her, and her son, Carter Stone Davis, was not working for me in either 2015 or 2016. Yet this has not stopped Robert Mueller's directed FBI agents to ask a half dozen of my friends whether I am the father of Kristen Davis's baby. What does that have to do with Russian collusion or the 2016 election? It's just more proof that this is a witch hunt in which people who know nothing are dragged through the ringer. Now Kristen Davis had to get child care, has to pay $10,000 to a lawyer to be browbeat by the prosecutors. The witch hunt continues. At the same time, I want to remind you the epic consequences of what are reported to be conversations between the British government and the government of Ecuador about seizing and extraditing Julian Assange. This is completely outrageous. Assange hasn't done anything that the New York Times and the Washington Post don't do. Even the Obama Justice Department determined if you prosecuted Assange for the publication of classified documents, you would have to prosecute most of the first-rate media outlets and reporters in the United States. So go to the website, if you will. The claim that that Assange is a Russian asset is a lie. Look at who is telling you this: Clapper, Brennan, McCabe, Comey, and Mueller. Why would you believe them? We know in the Vault 7 disclosures by WikiLeaks that the CIA has the ability to hack a computer system and leave fingerprints to make it appear like someone else is responsible for the hack. So we are being asked to watch this professional journalist put his life at jeopardy. It's important to understand that the charges against him in Sweden, sexual assault charges, were cooked up by M16. It's a classic British honeypot. Under examination, those charges collapsed. He is only wanted in the UK for bail jumping. And the idea of extraditing him here to face trial may be because the president knows that on trial, Assange would likely produce evidence of who he received the DNC material from that was allegedly hacked. In other words, Assange would prove that this wasn't hacked by the Russians. How do we know he would do this? He has said it numerous times that he has this information and he's willing to turn it over. And it's interesting that the American government has never asked him to do so. I'm not sure why we have Michael Cohen up there for a second. So the Assange fight is one of the most important. If you like what Alex Jones is doing here, and you're as outraged as I am at the unprecedented wave of censorship that is directed at Alex Jones and InfoWars across all platforms, it's not just Facebook, it's Facebook, it's YouTube, it's Periscope. It is by any measure, an effort to first smear and silence Alex Jones. No, he did not post a video that advocated violence by adults against children. That is false. They won't show you the video he did post in its entirety because it would prove the point. This is just like the claims against him regarding Parkland and Sandy Hook and so on. If anybody will stop and examine what he actually said, you can see the falsity and the ferocity of this campaign. Why are they going after Alex Jones and InfoWars? Why are they trying to shut down Roger Stone and David Knight and Owen Schroyer and so many other talented investigative journalists? And the answer is because we are the tip of the spear. We really are not afraid to go anywhere. And that cannot be said for any other alternative conservative-leaning website. And therefore, only Tucker Carlson and Matt Drudge have stood tall on this question. Many of our fellow conservatives and lovers of liberty should wake up to the fact that if they are successful in banning Alex Jones, they will come for Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Mike Savage next, all men I admire. This is the test case. What is the point of this? Well, it is going to cost millions of dollars to fight this war of censorship and fight the harassment lawsuits filed against InfoWars and Alex Jones, the purpose of which is to create headlines that can then be put in front of a judge. You can go to the InfoWars.com site and make a contribution to InfoWars there. There you see the link for the Stone Defense Fund. Yes, Robert Mueller has me under a microscope. Yes, Robert Mueller, having come up empty-handed with any proof of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or John Podesta's email, certainly could railroad me, frame me for some other offense. And therefore, I have to stockpile a war chest because I have already burned through hundreds of thousands of dollars in the House and Senate Intelligence Committee investigations and the various lawsuits against me. There you have it. Go to the InfoWars.com store. And if you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, or you don't want to buy my great book, The Stone's Rules, or maybe you already bought it, you can make a contribution of $25, $50, $100, $500, or more for this vital fight. We are up against it, folks. Alex Jones is a marked man. They want to stop these broadcasts on YouTube, and we have no choice but to fight this war of censorship on every front. Frankly, the House Republicans are finally starting to get it, that they are the ultimate target. 100 members of Congress shadow banned on Facebook, all because of the efforts of a handful to bring this to the president's attention. At the end of the day, the president must weigh in this vital fight and ensure the true neutrality of the net and the equal access for everyone. I'm Roger Stone. This was the Alex Jones Show. It's been my privilege to be here. Stick with us, and on the other side, we take your phone calls at the War Room with my colleague, Owen Schroyer. And before I get one more time, go to the InfoWars.com store and grab my new book, Stone's Rules. I think you will enjoy it. It is a field manual for victory. We'll see you at the War Room.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.